The Odyssey, the journey of Odysseus. After the long and exhausting Trojan War, one of the bravest and wisest heroes, Odysseus began his journey home. Odysseus was the king of Ithaca, a beautiful island far across the sea. He was eager to return to his wife, Penelope, and his young son, Telemachus. But the journey home was not going to be easy. It would take him 10 long years, filled with danger, adventure, and incredible challenges. The Island of the Cyclops. Soon after setting sail from Troy, Odysseus and his men landed on an island that seemed peaceful and safe. But this island was home to the Cyclops, giant one-eyed creatures who were not friendly at all. The most fearsome of these was Polyphemus, a Cyclops who captured Odysseus and his men and trapped them in his cave. Polyphemus planned to eat them one by one, but clever Odysseus came up with a plan. He told the Cyclops that his name was Nobody, and then he and his men sharpened a big stick, and while Polyphemus was sleeping, they poked it into his single eye, blinding him. When the other Cyclopes came to help, Polyphemus cried out, "Nobody is hurting me." So they left, thinking nothing was wrong. The next morning, Odysseus and his men escaped by hiding under the bellies of Polyphemus's sheep as they went out to graze. Once they were safely back on their ship, Odysseus couldn't resist shouting out his real name, boasting that it was he, Odysseus, who had outsmarted the Cyclops. But this only made Polyphemus angry, and he cursed Odysseus, asking his father, Poseidon, the god of the sea, to make Odysseus's journey home as difficult as possible. The Sirens and the Sea Monsters. As Odysseus and his men continued their journey, they encountered many more dangers. One of the most dangerous was the Sirens, magical creatures whose beautiful singing could lure sailors to their doom. To protect his men, Odysseus had them plug their ears with beeswax so they wouldn't hear the Sirens' song. But Odysseus was curious about the song, so he had himself tied to the mast of the ship and ordered his men not to untie him, no matter how much he begged. As they sailed past, Odysseus heard the enchanting music but couldn't escape, and so they passed safely. Next, they had to sail between two terrifying sea monsters, Scylla and Charybdis. Scylla was a monster with six heads that snatched up sailors from ships, while Charybdis was a giant whirlpool that could swallow the entire ship. Odysseus bravely steered his ship between the two, but not without losing some of his men to Scylla's snapping jaws. The Island of the Sun, God. After many more adventures, Odysseus and his men landed on the island of Helios, the sun god. Helios had sacred cattle that were not to be harmed, but while Odysseus was asleep, his hungry men decided to kill and eat some of the cattle. When Helios found out, he was furious and demanded that Zeus punish them. Zeus sent a storm that destroyed their ship, and all of Odysseus' men were lost. Odysseus alone survived, drifting on the sea until he reached the island of Calypso, the island of Calypso. On this island, a beautiful nymph named Calypso lived. She fell in love with Odysseus and kept him on her island for many years. Although she offered him immortality if he would stay with her forever, Odysseus longed to return home to his family. Finally, the gods took pity on him and sent Hermes, the messenger god, to tell Calypso to let Odysseus go. She sadly agreed, and Odysseus built a raft to continue his journey. The return to Ithaca. After many more trials, including a visit to the land of the Phaeacians, who helped him on the final leg of his journey, Odysseus finally reached Ithaca. But even then, his challenges were not over. During his long absence, many suitors had come to his palace, hoping to marry Penelope and take over his kingdom. Disguised as a beggar, Odysseus returned home, and with the help of his son Telemachus, defeated the suitors in a great battle. At last, Odysseus revealed himself to Penelope. To make sure it was really him, Penelope tested Odysseus by asking him to move their bed. But Odysseus knew the secret of the bed, that it was built from a tree still rooted to the ground, proving his identity. Finally, after 20 years of adventures, Odysseus was reunited with his beloved wife and son, and peace returned to Ithaca. The story of Odysseus's journey reminds us that no matter how difficult the challenges we face, with courage, cleverness, and perseverance, we can always find our way home.